greetings, my children. Today we are discussing the art of romance.
Dun dun dun.
Even though none of us have a date.
That's why it's called Singles Awareness Day as well as Valentine's Day. Come on, silence.
Since when?
Since forever.
But why do we have to wear black? Like, we're mourning.
We're not wearing black.
Well, we're all black all the time anyways, so I'm good to go.
They did it last year.
Did they? I didn't know about that one.
Hold on.
There's like a flood of black everywhere.
I missed out on the memo. All right, romance. So,
Dun-dun-dun.
Stop doing that. All right, so we are starting out with Pirate is going to tell us about the...
No, I'm not.
Yes,
Silence
you
are. Is starting because she wanted to talk about the basis of romance stories and what makes a good one. Or maybe not. Maybe just what's in one.
Okay, in a romance story, there's usually two people.
Really?
It's the basics, guys. Basics. I have no idea how to do this.
Okay, so basically two people get together and they somehow fall in love and every once in a while they be a love
it's
triangle.
It's really cheesy.
Like, say, like, The Notebook where, like, this girl is going to get married to this guy and the guy is really nice and sensitive and he's... Yes, silence.
I have a question.
Yes.
What about us who haven't watched The Notebook?
Or read it.
Or read it.
Since or read it.
Okay,
I read it.
I'm just using it as an example.
Fine then.
All right, where this girl is in love with this guy. And he's like he's really sensitive. He's really nice. He's stable. He's rich. He's got like everything. But no, she falls in love with the guy who isn't actually going to be there for her all the time. And so basically, the girls tend to always fall in love with the more dastardly dangerous guys and leave the sensitive, stable guys behind.
I feel like there are more than just, like, love relationships for romance. There's, like, friendship love and family love.
Well, yeah, we have to consider those ones, too.
So, and sometimes people, like, get those mixed up.
Yes, like Pirate and I. We are very much in sisterly love, not romance love.
Exactly.
Okay, TMI. TMI there. And
too much.
In a lot of books, there's, like, the main pairing along with, like, the subplot pairings there. Like, you can have, like, the trio and, like, the two best friends of the hero or in love or something like that.
Or you know what it could be like? It could be, like, the Mortal Instruments where you have, like, a love quadrangle or something.
Okay, can we not even talk? I didn't like that book.
Well, too bad.
We'll talk about that in April.
Excuse me.
Then you have, like, the really cheesy romances. You have the predictable romances, and then you have those, like, romances
Twilight.
That you never see coming until it's, like, they kiss. And then
and
you're like, oh, hey.
I can see that, you know? Like, you didn't, like, actually see it, but as soon as it happened, you're just like, I like that. All right. Mm-hmm. So what those romances are called ships, all right?
For the fans.
For the fans, they're called
for
ships.
For fan fiction.
Well, not just fan fiction. I mean,
fan
like...
Fan movies, fan
fan everything.
Things.
All right. And ships fan are basically,
objects.
Like, the couples. That's what you pair together. Those are your pairings. Like, my favorite ship, which isn't a book, actually. It's Zuko and Katara from Avatar The Last Airbender.
I'm with you on that.
I suppose I am.
They flipped a coin for the last episode between Katara and Aang and Katara and Zuko. I mean, like, who does that?
Fire and water is always better than fire and air. Water and air. Excuse me.
Water.
I was just going to say I'd be a hypocrite with that, but...
And Aang is just too much of a child. I mean, like, they're 14 and 12. They're not going to get married, live happily ever after, have three kids.
12?
And then Aang was 12 in the show. All right.
Nope.
Back on the track of books.
All right. And so what happens with the fans, though, is that these ships, their ships, move on from canon. And the canon is what the actual book is, all right? So, like...
Or movie. Or show. Or
whatever. So, like, yes.
This is Reading Society. We have to read the books. So let's just focus on books.
Well, fine, then.
Near me. All right. So, like, canon would be... Like, in Harry Potter canon, spoilers for anybody who hasn't read the books, Ron and Hermione get together. That is canon, all right? And then a ship would be Harry and Hermione, which is gross. So I just hope you get the difference so you can know what we're talking about when we are talking about shipping and all that stuff.
And a lot of times, romance novels, if we're going typical Disney, it's like the guy saves the girl and she's immediately in love with him. Like, the stages of romance, there's either, like, love at first sight, slowly building romance,
or
like...
hate and turns into love.
hate turns into love.
Yeah. Those are the good ones, actually. I really like that. Really, I like the hate turns into love ones.
I don't like when it happens too suddenly.
Well, no, not when it happens too suddenly. Like, one minute they're screaming at each other, and the next minute they're, like, making out. I'm like, that makes no sense.
No.
But, like, when there's, like, kind of, like, there's a little bit of trust, and slowly they start to trust each other, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, yeah, like, they're like, do you want to be my girlfriend? Sure. All right, you know.
I like the gradual.
Gradual is what is
because it just seems so much more realistic than just, like, see you in the forest, random stranger. Oh my gosh, I'm in love with you.
I know you. No. I danced with you once.
I walked with you one time. Get your Disney right.
Whatever. Waltzed with you.
Walked.
Isn't that Sleeping Beauty?
Yes.
Wasn't she asleep?
No, she
part
she,
of it. That was
she, in the forest. She and Philip had been dreaming about each other for their entire lives.
Quote unquote.
That's creepy.
And then they met, and he woke her up, and they're like, "We're getting married. We know that we're arranged to other people, but you know what? We're getting married to each other." And then they're like, "Oh, by the way, you're arranged to each other." Yes, it all works out in the end.
There's a lot of books I find that have like forbidden romances.
Oh my gosh. Romeo and Juliet.
That sometimes that can be good, and other times it's just like
it doesn't work.
Seriously, what happened to the guy right there that's perfect for
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Come on, just like churn your head. Come on with me right now.
Oh my gosh, that's like Matched. Right? Oh, Matched was one of those
that
sudden
is not for this month.
Fall in love, and then she's got this guy who's her best friend that she's an arranged marriage with, and then she meets this other guy who's not allowed to get married, and she's like, I think I love you instead. It's a rebellion. And it's like, can we not?
That is not for this month, Miss Zio. That is her awful April. Spoiler alert.
That's coming up, by the way.
By the way.
Okay.
2 months.
So, since we're still in February, and we kind of have to talk about at least one specific book,
Romeo and Juliet.
We'll be talking about Still Star-Crossed, I thought.
Both Romeo and Juliet and Still Star-Crossed. So Romeo and Juliet is the mother of all romance stories. Everything just branches off of that, you know. Don't make fun of my jazz hands.
That was my own silence jazz hands.
Yeah, well, we were making motions to each other. I mean, well, like, we weren't mocking you out or anything.
Sure, you weren't. So, anyways, the book that I would actually rather be talking about, the Romeo and Juliet, which is cheesy and I don't like, is called Star-Crossed, which is kind of the sequel to Romeo and Juliet. It was written a couple of years ago, I think, maybe last year. It's really good, though. It's about Rosaline and Benvolio, who were also members of the opposing families. But they were, I think, at least Rosaline was engaged to Romeo, I think.
No, they were going out, quote-unquote.
Or so they said.
Mm-hmm. And then she broke his heart. And so that's why he got together with Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they died.
I vaguely remember that. But anyways, it's kind of like what we were talking about with the people who hate each other turning into people who love each other. I'm not spoiling it or anything, although it's kind of obvious from the first two pages. But anyway, so the families are once again fighting, and so the prince decides, okay, I've had enough. Now we're going to arrange a marriage between these two households and see if that fixes it. Since the star-crossed lovers one did not, seeing how, you know, there's a new war starting over. Because someone, who could it be, is defacing Juliet's statue and writing terrible words like harlot across it, her face.
That's mean.
It really is mean.
How come she got a statue? I want a statue.
At the end of Romeo and Juliet, the prince ordered the families that they would have to make a statue of the other family's child who was lost. So, you know. The Capulets had to make a statue of Romeo, and then Montagues had to make a statue of Juliet.
Why do I feel like these were actually caricatures?
They probably were, but.
Oh, well.
So yeah, that was a good plan. That totally worked for Romeo and Juliet. So let's try it with two more people.
But this one is actually Forrest, and I'm not going to say anything, but you'll have to read it. It's a very good book.
I'm going to guess that they live happily ever after.
Nah, that's not allowed.
Yeah, Ray.
Silence. Just silence.
You can be silent.
I am.
Silence. All right. Okay, so we were going to talk about
Fan fiction pairings.
Dun-dun-dun. And speaking of Harry and Hermione and Ron, I recently come across a pairing that when I first heard of it, I thought was insane. But now that I've actually, like, thought about it, I've decided that I totally, totally support it. That would be Hermione and Fred. It's bad. It's
No, that's like incest. I'm sorry.
It's not, though, because if she's not with Ron, if she... How would Hermione and Fred be?
I feel like Fred and George are too much of, like, brotherly figures to actually be paired with any of the main characters. No, like, I don't know
hence
why.
Hence the Wincest.
I find them, like, Twincest, the Stoll brothers Twincest, of the Percy Jackson series. Like,
oh my
they're
gosh.
Just too lovable to actually be in
with someone.
A romantic relationship.
I like the idea of Travis and Katie together. As far as
I'm
Chris Jackson,
that.
Right? And I like the idea of George with Angelina and Harry Potter, and then Fred with Hermione. I like that. It's just, I feel like that would be a really good pairing. And you know what? Ron can go be loser by himself, and then Luna can go and save him.
Because Luna's crazy. She's
fabulous. That is my saving the problem of that whole...
Yeah. I'd say I would talk about my favorite fanfiction pairings, but I'm unfortunately... have been sucked into the Wizard 101 fandom, where there are no pairings, because it's all OCs. But, you know, I'm going to stop talking about my shame now, so carry on.
Nobody follows that fandom at all, actually.
There are plenty of people. I feel so bad for characters that authors leave unpaired, and even some of those that they do pair that aren't, like, super favorites, because the poor characters get so abused with relationships.
Oh
like Legolas
God.
And Feeling Killy from The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Terrible.
You have like Harry sometimes and Ron for like the Harry Potter. Poor Percy and Percy Jackson is just torn away from Annabeth or kept with Annabeth and poor Nico is thrown somewhere.
Oh, poor Nico. I feel so bad for Nico. Like every single person writes an OC of themselves with Nico and it's like, ew. But Gina really makes me upset. When people pair Piper and Percy together?
Nope.
I've seen it.
I cannot take Piper. I'm sorry. Blah. She's okay in some aspects, but
in
she's...
In small doses.
She's like
very
the
small.
Too much of an extreme Aphrodite girl. Like, she's not
she
supposed
back
to be your typical Aphrodite girl
but she,
while being an Aphrodite girl, and it's just a little
she's like,
so she's
too
like the Aphrodite
special,
outcast?
I guess. Like,
she
yeah.
is. Like, she's a Mary Sue.
She brought them back from the dead, for goodness sake.
Mary Sue / Gary Stu means that they're a perfect character.
Oh, and Stu is not spelled S-T-E-W.
Unfortunately.
Because I made that mistake, and I got laughed at.
I was, yeah. It's S-T-U.
If only we could put them in stews, though, and not be cannibals. Just throw it out the window or something.
There's something wrong with you. All right, but like,
are you really just noticing this?
Jason and Piper from Percy Jackson are definitely just their little Gary Stu, Mary Sue couple that we can just send on their little merry way off into the sunset, and then the rest of us can enjoy our actual characters.
I like Jason,
but he's a Gary Stu.
He's dragged down by Piper.
He didn't need to be dragged down by Piper. He was down there already.
This is one of the few things we argue about, but I do have to advocate for Jason there.
I mean,
he's not as great as Percy, but for, like, the second series, I think he does a good job at following up.
I don't. I think that he's too perfect. I mean, like, honestly, he destroyed... In his very first book that we meet him, he's, like, the perfect blonde, he's got good fighting skills, he gets the girl that he shouldn't or have, and then, like, she thinks that she's already in love, and he wins her over, technically, in, like, a month. I'm like...
Win her over, how is she...
Well, because, like, she's, like, rethinking her entire life. She's like, how much of my life is actually real and how much is it is fake and with all the mist and stuff. And he's
okay,
like,
I feel like Piper just shouldn't exist. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Piper, but...
I feel like she should, just so we can look at it and be like, okay, so authors can make mistakes.
I feel like she was just put there because they needed, like, another Annabeth, so to speak, for...
Yeah.
The thing, they wanted another romance, and this one could be a little more sudden than with Percy and Annabeth.
Annabeth is better than Piper in every single aspect of everything.
Yeah, pretty much. And then they could also put in that little love triangle with Leo in there, too, which I feel is...
I didn't feel like there was a love triangle with Leo.
Are
it was just
me?
Leo hitting on every single girl, which was funny
Leo,
in some
Frank
cases,
and Hazel.
But then it was just like...
No, I don't... Everybody's like, oh, Hazel and Leo are definitely meant to be together. I mean,
that's
like,
kinda
she
creepy,
was
though.
With his grandfather. I'm like, that is disgusting.
It's creepy.
And really, really creepy.
They have so many messed up timelines in that. Like, I got with Nico, but now you have Hazel back from the dead.
Yeah.
And
say what?
Leo's, like, the grandson of her ex-boyfriend.
Friend
so
weird. Thing, not actually a ship.
It's like...
So weird.
Okay.
So weird.
How old are you?
Yeah, no, she's like, I've been dead for the past 40 years.
Okay, any last things, comments, questions about romance?
I want my final dinner. Well, you're asking, like, any last words. I mean, like, honestly, like,
Oh, and last those. Words before, what was it?
Famous last words.
Famous last
those
words.
Are my famous last words.
Famous last words?
Yes, definitely.
So, it can't we sort of, kind of talked about books. Yay, mostly books. Went off ranting, so thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.
Join us next month for Mythical March.
Let us know if what kind of romance books you like, romance pairings. Fan fiction shippings or non-fan fiction shippings you like, hate. And,
Let us know what you think about J.K. Rowling's latest comments on Ron and Hermione, which apparently she does not pair together anymore. Which I'm going
kind
to pretend
of sad.
I'm going to pretend the interview never actually occurred.
Hope we didn't offend anyone. Have a great day, night, morning, whatever time you're listening to this.
Stop by our website, the CAreadingSociety.webs.com, and see our profiles and our wonderful comments and
fun
book reviews and discussions and stuff.
When we ever start doing that.
We will eventually.
It's on there, you just haven't made a profile yet.
We will eventually.
I'm being the silent partner. I had to throw a silence joke in there, guys. I'm sorry.
You've thrown many silence jokes in there.
All right, okay, bye. Okay, bye.